Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's December 12th, 2023. Time is going so fast in this Mo Sports TV. I'm here with the gang, Matchy.
How you doing?
Big Ed and myself, CMO Sports. And we're here back again to... We got a lot of NFL to talk about today, y'all. For real.
NFL, there's some NBA.
A little bit of NBA.
I guess we got to talk about the Lakers winning the in-season tournament a little bit. I guess
at the end.
And then obviously the MLB, the hot stove going on in the MLB. A lot of deals going down.
So, a lot of wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, a lot of wheeling and dealing. So let's talk about first things first this past week in the NFL. What game you guys want to discuss first?
Let's see.
I mean, this was hectic. Everywhere there was mayhem.
I mean, we should start with the obvious game that, you know, everybody wants us to talk about. Let's talk about the Cowboys versus the Eagles. Wow. Very interesting game, to say the least.
Very interesting things.
A lot of exposing got exposed.
Yep. I mean, what's happening, baby?
And, yeah, let's talk about how Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and the Dallas offense absolutely took apart the Eagles' secondary and defense in general. It was something different.
Yeah,
I saw straight up domination. There was not one point in the game where I thought the Eagles were going to win that game. There was no point in that game where I thought the Eagles had momentum. That was a straight up ass whipping from the Cowboys, and it was, you know, and Ed, you said it in the group right after the game. The 49ers exposed a lot of shit with the Eagles, man. They got the tape on them.
Yep.
Yeah. And I feel like Dallas watched a lot of that film. They studied it hard.
All I saw was runs all day. I never seen them use Tony Pollard so much in my life.
But that's how he should have been used the whole season, man. But... like, he has that type of ability to where I think he could be your, you know, every down back like that. But he just hasn't been utilized the way that we thought he would in that Ezekiel Elliott role, you know, in which they used to use him. But I think we got to tip our hat to the guy, Dak Prescott, for the way he's been playing, man. I got to give him his flowers because the guy's, he's here and he has a legitimate case for MVP. So
now, since it's the new week, last week it was Brock Purdy was the favorite on FanDuel and all the other sports books. Now it's Dak Prescott. So how many changes of favorites are we going to see the next 4 weeks?
I think it's between four people.
And who's that for?
Dak, Purdy, CMC, Tyreek Hill.
I agree.
Those are only four I see. CJ Stroud, you're a rookie. They're not going to even... they're just going to have you on the talks just to get ratings up. They're not going to really...
yeah. No, it's never
CJ Stroud's reign is gone.
Yeah, it came and went, realistically. And went. Yeah, so, yeah, same four. I think we got to bring up the conversation during this game because the question is in the air, is Jalen Hurts considered an elite quarterback? Do we consider him elite, or has it just been they've been winning games, and now he's been a part of it to where, I mean.
If it was Daniel Jones, they'll be going crazy.
Yeah. Right
now. That's all I'm saying.
No, they would. That's reasonable because you're winning games. But the thing is, like, Jalen Hurts, like, now he's reaching a point where the games that are getting won aren't because of him necessarily. It's because, like, I don't know, the tush push is a big part of it, I think, because the tush push, in my opinion, takes away some of his credibility as far as his run game goes. But I don't know. The Double R says, before the season, I said we would be 4-2 in this gauntlet. We are 4-2. Good position to be, 14-3. Listen, all I'm saying is, you got to see Tommy Cutlets on Christmas Day.
Here's a problem I have with Eagles fans. You guys always count y'all eggs before they're hatched. Always. 14-3. Oh, we're still going to win. We still got first round bye. Oh, we still got the... you just got your fucking ass whooped 2 weeks in a row. Y'all don't got shit. Y'all don't got a fucking thing. Stop counting them fucking eggs, bro. And Raheem, I'm sorry that it had to be you that I had to tell this to, but it's all Eagles fans. Y'all got to stop counting y'all fucking eggs. Y'all ain't 14-3 yet. Y'all ain't win the division yet. And y'all damn sure don't got the first seed yet. Y'all technically got the 5 seed. So, like, let's really reel it in together. Yes, y'all got an easier schedule than the Cowboys for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But guess what? The way that y'all are playing, This week is not going to be sweet. And guess what? Neither are the Giants. It's an NFC East game.
Nothing's promised.
Prime time.
Yeah.
Both games.
Chilling.
Nothing sweet, bro. And the Giants defense has been playing crazy the last 3 weeks. So I'm not, you better stop counting your fucking eggs, Eagles fans.
I just think the word elite in terms of quarterback shouldn't be getting thrown out there, because honestly, I think there's two quarterbacks right now that are elite. I think it's Lamar Jackson's been playing at an elite level, and he's been elite most of his career. And Patrick Mahomes, I feel like you have no choice but to give him the nod of being elite, despite, you know, him having a rough couple weeks, taking a couple more losses than we're used to him seeing. But you obviously have to put him in that conversation. I think the line ends there. Joe Burrow's out for the season, so you can't, you know, lump him in there. Josh Allen sure as hell ain't been elite this year, so I really don't know if I consider Jalen Hurts in that category. Dak Prescott, he's teetering on being elite. Brock Purdy, we said it in the group chat, he's teetering as well. We got to see a couple more games out of him, but other than that, I don't think there's an elite quarterback in the league aside from those two.
I think that's more recency bias than anything, though, Matt. I think there's plenty of elite quarterbacks in the NFL. It's just they're either hurt or they're just not having the right season. I still think Josh Allen is elite. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. I don't give a fuck. He just went in Kansas City and beat them. So, come on,
CJ Stroud has been playing on an elite level. And I feel like, but the thing is, being elite, I guess I could, and like this is to my point, you know, or to your point of saying recency bias, is that I feel like being elite falls in like you have runs, you know what I mean? Like you go on these runs because not everybody is always at the top of their game throughout their entire career. Right now, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, those guys are elite. CJ Stroud was elite for a few weeks. You know, guys come in, Devin Achane, like a guy like that, had a transcendent few weeks where he was an elite running back in the NFL, and now, you know, Josh Allen has elite moments, but he also has bonehead moments. Yeah, a lot of guys do.
I agree with that.
Trevor Lawrence on the, you know, teeter of being an elite quarterback, but also has his...
He's been on a downfall this year. He hasn't been playing good.
Do we want to talk about that? Because that's on here. I mean, you got pieced up by Joe Flacco this past week. Guy threw for 300 yards, three touchdowns, man.
Can we give flowers to Joe Flacco?
Absolutely.
Because Joe Flacco dotted them pussies up.
Bro.
Dotted them up. He put, 300 yards, three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns, an interception. But come on, the guy came up the couch. This is incredible. He was on just a spirit flight.
And here's the thing. When they were working them out, the Browns actually said they were very surprised at how well maintained Flacco kept his body since he has played last. And they said nothing's came back, and maybe this is the thing that Joe Flacco needed.
Yeah.
Maybe a little time off to get his body right, and he's coming out slanging, bro.
Billy says Joe Flacco never lost in that stadium. Wow. That's interesting. For sure.
Being in the same division for years. That's crazy.
Trevor Lawrence shouldn't have played.
He does have an ankle sprain.
Nothing to play around with either. Because that can linger, but the thing is, the AFC is really tight right now, and unfortunately, the Jags haven't put themselves in a position to where they can afford to, you know, keep him out a couple games. That's I don't know, Trevor Lawrence. Like, there's something around him that's just not screaming elite quarterback to me as of late. As much as like he was supposed to be, the next coming of, you know, Jesus Christ himself coming into the NFL. You know, he was a superhero, essentially, at Clemson, and now he was supposed to come in and be that guy. And honestly, like, he's losing that magic, in my opinion. Like, in my eyes, I'm seeing him as being a little more regular by the day.
Look, I don't think Lawrence is an elite quarterback, right? But I also think he's a good quarterback. Above average. I think he's better than above average.
He shows elite flashes. I just can't call him an elite quarterback as of
yet. You got to remember, he had an ankle sprain. Christian Kirk was out.
Injury hurts.
Kirk hurt. Like, that hurts. That's his number one guy. You know what I'm saying?
Evan Ingram is going crazy.
Yeah. I just don't get how they don't use Calvin Ridley. I still don't understand that.
They need to give Ridley more volume. I just don't think he has the chemistry with him, which is weird.
They can't figure it out for some reason.
It's weird because Ridley and Ryan, they had the ultimate chemistry.
Yeah.
And
they're just wasting his talent.
It's weird, man. I feel like Ridley could go somewhere else and be an absolute fucking stud. And like,
bring him in blue. Why not?
Oh, man.
let Tommy Cutlets throw him the ball a little bit.
You want to talk about Tommy Cutlets?
Let's do it, man. Let's talk about it, Tommy. Listen, I can't lie. As a Giants fan, no part of me wanted to win that game, but I did say to my pops that if the Giants were going to win, I need to see that's crazy. I need to see Tommy Cutlets, you know, at least show out in that performance. That's the only way that I would be impressed or, you know, a little more accepting of the Giants winning the game. Other than that, like, you're just completely fucking up the pack and ruining your draft stock. So that, but not, you know, hats off to him.
I'm just going to talk about the game in itself. It was a very well fought game. Tommy DeVito played an absolutely great game. I got to say, no turnovers, completed what, 85% of his passes, something like that, 17 for 21.
Yeah, he was dotting it up, and he was scrambling out rush, the pocket.
Yeah,
slinging the rock,
throwing the ball on the run outside of things that we haven't seen before from a Giants quarterback in a long time. And
I had no choice but to enjoy it.
Look, I'm still not all the way sold on Tommy DeVito, but he is growing on me, and I've brushed it off the 2 weeks prior because it was the Commanders.
Yeah,
and who was the other dog shit team that we beat? The Patriots.
Oh, yeah, it was.
We beat the Patriots.
In
we beat
a stink
the,
show. Like, these were stink show like, wins, too.
And so it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit up here and be sold on Tommy DeVito off those two games.
Yeah.
But last night, in a primetime game versus a playoff team at the time, which is the Green Bay Packers, coming off of a Chiefs victory.
Yeah.
Win the game, and mind you, the game winning drive
been hot.
The game winning drive was absolutely fire.
It was.
He brought the team down the field with a minute 30 left.
Daboll said to
win
him,
the game.
Go
went 4 for 4.
Sling that shit. He said
four
that
for
to
four
him.
For 55 yards in the final drive to win the game. Only real aggressive quarterbacks are going to be able to do something like that. And that's what I look for in young quarterbacks. Like I always say, in young quarterbacks, I need to see aggressiveness.
Yeah.
And I need to see. Yeah. Click out of that Facebook because you sent it. There you go. That's what we're looking for. So, I mean,
it was a big time drive. Absolutely. He manned up and he looked in control. And that's the one thing about Daniel Jones and unfortunately Tyrod Taylor, who is on the sidelines watching all of this happened and take place. They just didn't look, Tyrod a little more so than Danny, but they just didn't look under control when they were playing the quarterback position for the Giants. It was always, the game was way too fast for them. Everything's out of control at all times. There's no coordination in the Giants offense. And Tommy Cutlets is able to come out and sling the rock and really break down the game a little bit more than anything we've seen from a Giants quarterback. So I got to tip my hat to him there. I really don't want to be winning games, though. That's the thing. Like, ultimately, I may ask, has he done enough for you guys to pass on a quarterback?
Absolutely
I'm not passing
not.
On a quarterback.
We're not passing
this draft.
On a quarterback.
We need, even if it's a project at this point, like, we always said that they were going to ruin their draft stock, whether they beat the Commanders, Patriots, you know, they were going to beat, at least, we thought maybe two of these teams. Now they beat three of them. So it's unfortunate, but it's a position
it's
they put
next
themselves.
Week.
Oh man, they're still alive in the playoff picture.
And that's the point, Matt, is that we're one game out of the wild card all of a sudden. We got to play
behind it.
Two of the five teams that, well, we just beat one of the two out of the five teams that were behind, and we're playing two more of them in that stretch. We got to play the Rams and we got to play the Saints.
Yeah. Got to hope.
I honestly.
Losing.
Y'all not gonna beat the Rams. Y'all gonna beat the Saints, though.
Okay, we'll see.
Saints are so bad, bro.
Saints are too.
We'll see what happens, but we're on a hot streak, and a lot of these teams that we're playing are not on hot streaks.
Yeah, Rams have had a tough schedule, I feel like. They're always in a really tough game where they're putting up 30 points, but they just can't get that dub. And they had a really crazy win, or crazy loss, I'm sorry, this past week against the Baltimore Ravens. We want to talk about that one.
Let me get one more point off before we move on. About us fucking the pack up and not getting the right draft stock and not seeing the best possible prospect possible. Like I said in the chat earlier, Matt, is a lot of these, besides, we weren't going to get Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Let's be fucking real. We were not getting a top three pick, bro. Yes, we could have locked in a top five pick with a loss.
Yeah.
But who are we going to get? We weren't going to get a top three pick. We weren't going to get Caleb Williams. We're not going to get Drake May. We're not going to get fucking Marvin Harrison. So
Marvin Harrison would have been insane.
We're not getting those guys, though. We're not getting any of the three. It's not happening.
Not anymore. Because it's not happening. The Giants don't know how to just
bend. Even if we lost yesterday, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, because they've been winning the past couple weeks. Like, I've been wanting to lose for the past month.
Right. I was pissed when we beat the Patriots. I was pissed when we beat the Commanders. But now at this point, we won three in a row. We're one game out the fucking wild card. Jaden Daniels isn't projected to fucking get out of. He's not even going to he's going to get drafted in the 20s. Penix is not even looking like he's going to get drafted in the fucking first round. So who gives a fuck about draft position at this point? Let's fucking play ball and let's get some confidence back in our coaching staff. Get some fucking confidence back in our fans and in the team morale and everybody else that's involved with the fucking Giants organization. Fuck it. Let's fucking play ball at this point. That's how I look at it. We'll still get our guy. We gave up Leonard Williams for a third round. We're going to use that as trade bait to move up in the first and get our guy. If there's somebody that we really truly want besides Caleb Williams or Drake May or Marvin Harrison, we're going to trade up for him or it's going to fall to us. We're going to get our guy regardless, I feel like. So I'm not worried about draft position anymore. Fuck it. Let's win. Let's upset some fucking teams. Let's play the Eagles. Let's have some fucking fun.
I'm not going to. I mean, listen, a win against the Eagles on Christmas, sure. That would be nice. But that's literally a gift under the tree. Like, that's a prayer.
Honestly. What happens if that happens, though? Think about it. If we beat the Saints this week and we beat the Eagles on Christmas, are you singing the same tune?
Well, Matt? I'm definitely tagging Eduardo Beltran in every Facebook post for the next few days. But listen, the thing is, I still got it. Like,
they're on a two-game losing streak. Yeah. They're in danger of going on a three-game losing streak against the fucking Seahawks. That game ain't sweet. We're going on a three-game hot streak. They're going on a three-game losing streak. You don't know what the fuck happens from there, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. Now we can move
on. I guess we'll have to see. Because if Tommy Cutlets keeps winning games, you have no choice but to, you know, keep him in the conversation and root for the kid because, you know, he's a local guy, Bergen Catholic. So I guess we continue to root for
And Don Bosco, that's a top 10 football team in the country when he was the quarterback for Don Bosco Prep.
Oh, right. He was Don Bosco.
Yeah, best school in New Jersey for a very long time. Yeah. For a very, very long time, especially in 2000 and
the mid, the late 2010s.
I think he's my age. Not my age, but like 2018, I want to say some shit. I forget. But
yeah, he's like 24, 25. So, I mean, we'll see, man. Got no choice but to root for the kid. But, all right, Rams playing some good football. Yeah, let's talk about that game because Lamar Jackson and them, they're playing some good football, but Lamar and them are just playing a little bit better. The Ravens are hot right now, and Odell Beckham had a nice long touchdown against his former team, so we'll let Simo take some victory laps for Odell's resurgence.
Can we get some OBJ flowers for once? For once, guys, give him some flowers for once. What's crazy on that long touchdown, he ran the wrong route.
Oh, really? They blew their coverage so bad. That's the thing about the Rams. They put up a lot of points. They give up that many points as well.
Yeah, once they gave up Ramsey, that defense went to dog shit. Went to dog shit. Aaron Donald can't do it all by himself.
You see, it was a 3v1. It was ridiculous.
He cooked their asses. He hit them with the ill in and out, in and up. I don't even know what kind of fucking route he was trying. I think he was trying to do a sluggo, but he just went in and up. Mm. And Lamar threw it as if it was like a post corner or whatever the fuck he was throwing it. And it worked out. But shout out to OBJ. Shout out to the Ravens, man. They're looking like the best team in the AFC right now, as of right now.
I'm taking them over. I think like a matchup against the Dolphins, I think they would blow the Dolphins.
I think they fucked the Dolphins up.
Dolphins now, are terrible.
I think they fucked the Dolphins up. I seen what I had to see yesterday with the Dolphins.
Yep.
I've been telling
very
you
suspect. Season,
very.
They're very terrible. Suspect.
Terrible.
The only guy on that team that I'm supporting is Raheem Mostert's comeback. That's it.
Look, I love Raheem Mostert. I love I still love Miami's offense.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was out for a little bit in that game and Tua got exposed.
He got exposed heavily.
He got exposed.
And I don't know if you saw the stat.
They need Tyreek real fucking bad.
When teams make Tua hold the ball for more than, I think it's 2 seconds. You know, if he has the ball for more than 2 seconds, then he cooks. But if you get on Tua within that first 2 seconds, man, he has no idea what to do. And he looks very, very lost.
I mean, there. Matt, here's the thing, though. We could say that about damn near every NFL quarterback. And that's what really separates the elite quarterbacks from the non-elite quarterbacks. When a quarterback can face down pressure within 2 seconds and get that ball off and make it happen, even with the pressure in his face, still do crazy shit like Lamar Jackson. It's hard to sack Lamar Jackson.
So difficult.
Aaron Donald still has a sack on every single fucking quarterback on every team. Still hasn't got a sack on Lamar Jackson. Still couldn't even get a sack on him last game. Mm-hmm. And that might be his last chance to get Lamar Jackson in the sack. But like, those are the things. Mahomes can make wild, crazy plays under pressure. There's certain players that could do stuff like that. That takes them to that elite level. Tom Brady was able to do it.
Tua's a guy that's like solid, not great yet, and definitely not elite. He's solid.
Yeah, he's above average. I mean,
he's definitely above average. He's not a bum, but
he's got heart. That's, you know, that carries some weight considering his ability to come back.
His offense and the speed of that offense definitely helps him. I feel like Tyreek Hill on any offense is going to levitate that offense to a whole nother level, no matter what.
Yeah,
the speed on that team is fucking blazing fast, and Tua's taking advantage of it. And when he doesn't have those weapons, woof.
Yeah, and that O-line. When the O-line comes crumbling, he can't. You know, he doesn't know what to do. So I mean,
they had like 4 O-line out though.
Yeah, they had a bunch of O-linemen out, so that kind of was unfortunate. But other than that,
Let me talk. I'm still talking on the Dolphins and the Titans. That comeback was something fucking else last night. I don't know if y'all saw it, but how the fuck do y'all give up the lead like that with two? You're up, 13 points?
Hey, oh boy.
They're up 13 points with 2 minutes left in the game, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, and you lose.
Will Levis is dog.
Yeah, he's been going.
He's a dog.
Fuck with Will Levis.
The way he went shoulder down on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Listen. I like Will Levis's game, and I think he has the locker room support, which is huge in Tennessee.
Yeah,
and it's his team.
Yeah, the Hopkins looking nuts. What are you at, 124?
Yeah.
In the TD?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Derrick Henry, like obviously. This was a Derrick Henry game.
He only had like 34 yards.
No, he had what, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns.
But that's a signature Derrick Henry line, game. Bro. Derrick Henry is just going to get
bro.
What? Nah. Either he breaks one or he's...
He's like, he has to go to a new team, man. His career is like cooked there. Bro, he had 12 carries for 34 yards, man. I only know that because I have him in fantasy.
Well, no, I just don't know, like, it had them in the game. The thing, like, Will Levis was slinging the seed. There was no need to give Derrick Henry more carries than he really needed.
Bro, this the year before he almost had 2,000 again. The year before,
yeah.
But he was getting like 30 carries. Like, he was a workhorse.
He was getting the volume.
That's what I'm saying. They fucked.
Here's the big thing. Yeah, here's the big.
But I think that's the difference between Levis and Tannehill.
Yeah,
Levis can sling the rock. But here's the thing. As well, the Titans are not as good as they've been the past couple years, and they're behind most games, and it forces the QB to throw the ball way more often. You can't give Derrick Henry the ball 30 times when you're down 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
straight like that.
Touchdowns, though, he's still Derrick Henry. Like, that's the thing. He's still going to get it. Like, he finds a way to get his. Regardless.
I feel like he lost a step, but he still got it. At the same time, if that makes sense.
I can't even blame him. Like, he's been literally ran into the ground. He's one of those guys that, like, he's probably not going to be able to walk in, like, 15 years because he's just getting that type of...
875 right now. He's still trending towards a 1,000-yard season. So, I mean... But you know he has his breakout 200-yard games. You know he has one or two of them a year. And he did. He had
two.
I saw a prediction that he'd be a Raven. Next season, so that would be pretty sick.
I do think this is his last season as a Tennessee Titan, though. I do think that. I think he's out of there. I think he does get traded.
Dallas, but with Pollard, we just said we liked Pollard getting the workload.
I didn't say I like Pollard. I just said used him.
I like Pollard. I think with Pollard with the right workload is a really good running back because he's pretty. I think he's pretty dynamic, and I think getting Derrick Henry, I don't know, that would be like a kind of a clog up back there. I think Derrick Henry.
Ravens will go.
Ravens, Bills, teams like that, maybe. Like, I wouldn't even hate, like, maybe Cleveland. That would be pretty sick. You know, Nick Chubb, I don't know. Like, it's going to be a long time before we see Nick Chubb take the football field again, if he does. So, most carries in the game was week two with 25.
Yeah, that's a significant drop in volume for Derrick Henry.
From what he's used to.
And still be able to get 1,000 yards is still impressive.
You think they keep Keaton Mitchell around? Think about these Baltimore running backs. Unless it's somebody like a Derrick Henry coming in, like, it's always a revolving door. We always think somebody's going to stick. J.K. Dobbins was supposed to be him.
Well, he keeps getting hurt, too. It's the injuries in the Ravens running back
room. It's always injuries. Gus tore it. Didn't he tear his ACL or Achilles?
Like a day after the fucking Dobbins did.
Yeah.
Like a week after Dobbins did or 2 weeks after some shit.
Yeah.
In training camp at that.
So I think it would be smart for them to go.
Move on to another very good game. The Bills versus Chiefs ended on some quote unquote controversy. I really don't think it was that controversial. Dumbass young joker, Kadarius Toney, lines up offsides, runs up to the line, tries to say something to the ref, doesn't even see what the ref says back to him. He looks, he says, hey, just looks and just completely offsides and just runs the ball. I mean, and they run the play, and he's a bonehead, honestly. Yep. I'm a big Mahomes fan, right?
He was crying like a bitch.
But that shit was real fucking corny of him and Andy Reid. I know the adrenaline is pumping. They were in the moment, and they thought Tony legitimately checked with the ref, but he didn't.
They definitely felt really stupid afterwards when they looked back. Once they
really looked at everything, I know.
Absolutely.
Because I know KT was on the sideline like, no, I checked. Yeah. I checked with the ref.
He was lying his ass off. Yeah.
He fake checked with the ref.
Yep.
He just put his hand up and looked. He didn't even look at what the ref said. He's just like, and lined up and looked at the ball. So, like,
it's no.
You can't be mad at that. And usually we're mad at bad calls that ruin games. But, like, if it's the right call, I don't give a fuck if they throw it with 30 seconds left.
They're mad.
It was the right call.
Yeah, they're mad about the situation. Yeah. It's almost like if you foul somebody on a three-pointer at the end of the game, they don't want the whistle, you know. Like, you push the guy. What do you mean? You know, it's that drastic of a thing. You have to call that. There's no way that doesn't just slide. And that's the thing for me with Mahomes and Andy Reid is that they were upset that the call was made in that situation.
And that's crazy.
And it's like,
and that's a crazy bag to even argue.
Yeah. Like, you want some type of privilege right there because you're Kansas City. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Real weird bag going on. I can't lie.
Patrick Mahomes going up Josh Allen afterwards.
Yo, Josh Allen. That was whack. Josh Allen just looked at him like, all right.
Yeah. Like, what do you want me to say, bro?
You're weird.
Like, he was shocked that he even did that.
Yeah.
He,
I saw somebody.
That was weird.
They tweeted. They were like,
he was weird. That whole shit was weird, bro.
Somebody tweeted the video of that old basketball commercial where he went, coach, I fouled him, or I touched it out of bounds. And they were like, that's what they wanted Josh Allen to do. Like, it's, oh, man. Yeah, Double R says it. Take the game out of the ref's hands. Absolutely. It's a big problem with these wide receivers. They're lining up offsides a lot. We saw, I think, George Pickens got called for it, too, this past week. Just, like, be smarter.
And look, I'm a big advocate for letting the guys play. I like less referee involvement. That I'm a big fan of that. But at the end of the day, if we're gonna get mad at refs, we gotta get mad at refs for one bad calls and two missed calls.
Yeah.
But if they make the right call, I don't give a fuck at what point of the time of the game it was the right call. It's the right fucking call. Now, me personally, I'm gonna get mad when Darren Waller gets fucking mauled in the end zone on the last play of the game against Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm going to get mad at something like that. You feel me? Because the Giants should be 7-6 right now. If it wasn't for the fucking refs.
That is true.
Without getting fucked over.
Been a lot of bad calls this season.
There has. There's been a lot of shitty referee calls. A lot of games determined by shitty ref calls. But to argue about this and make this a controversy, it's crazy.
I don't even know if it's bad ref calls. I think it's just literally Vegas in the pockets at this point. Like, it's just, it's crazy out here. That's all I'm saying is that I've not seen a single green ticket from this past weekend. That's all I'm saying. Nobody was cashing anything. I saw a fake ticket. I'm like 99.9% sure it's fake. Hard Rock Bet tweeted it out yesterday. It was the specific player defensive touchdown.
Who puts $100 on
$100 to win $15,000. Who was it that scored something like Lively or whatever? Like, get out of here. Nobody placed that bet, bro. Nobody placed that bet.
It's getting real weird in this sports gambling market. Yeah, it's getting real fucked. They're photoshopping tickets.
Yeah, they're coming.
They're doing everything. And who's to say that they're lying? You can't prove that they're lying. No. You know? Can't prove it.
Can't.
You put a fucking AI ticket out there, and who the fuck is to say that they're lying or not, you know?
Yeah. Nope. It's crazy. It's a disgusting bag out here.
Very, very disgusting bag.
I'm happy that we got DK Metcalf kicked out.
Yeah. You want to talk about DK's
temper tantrum? He's so emotional, bro. He is like, he always wants to fight somebody, like. Yeah. For no reason at all.
I think it's the trend in his system.
That boy on that trend.
His
boy.
Hormones are all crazy. He's got the pink hair with the blasting. Yeah, no.
The double nose piercings. Like, he's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Boy, been on the West Coast too long, man.
Even though Fred Warner did push him in the back of his head.
But they said, Kyle Shanahan told the players, get in DK's head. And that's it. It works every time. You can't be that kind of.
Pink hair, hoop earrings.
I seen him
double nose piercings.
He's like Dennis Rodman. He's the NFL Dennis Rodman.
Very interesting bag.
Yo,
very sassy bag indeed.
I see the meme. It was like when it's a running play and the running back just ran 12 yards. You see, DK Metcalf fighting the third string corner downfield.
Bro, he's always picking beef with somebody.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Over nothing. I don't know.
Oh, shit. We got to get Gilmore his followers in that Eagles game. He fucking strapped A.J. Brown for talking all that shit.
A.J. Brown has gotten.
He has to shut the fuck up.
He needs to shut the fuck up.
He had a good month.
2 weeks in a row. He's been strapped by.
Two weeks.
He
was trolling. Bro. Well, he trolled
Debo.
And Debo went the fuck off. And now he tried to troll Stephon Gilmore. And Stephon Gilmore forced a fumble on him and just played straight up great defense. And. You know, last week, I mean, this week just happened, just proves another thing that I just said. Trayvon Diggs is the third best quarterback on the Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, Charlie. Stephon Gilmore is better than Trayvon Diggs. Deron Bland is better than Trayvon Diggs. Sorry, I don't give a fuck, Dallas Cowboys fans. Be mad, but like, that's not even something to be mad at. Y'all niggas is being mad at me for giving y'all an actual compliment. Y'all got three very, very good corners.
Yeah.
You're mad at me for saying that you had three very good corners? I didn't say Trayvon Diggs is a bad corner. I'm just saying he's not better than Bland or Gilmore.
Truthfully, like being a Giants
Cowboys
fan,
defense has gotten better since Trayvon Diggs has gotten hurt. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's just real. Dallas fans can be as mad at the truth as you want, but that's actually a compliment to your defense. What I'm saying,
bro, they're deep,
fucking like, dumbasses.
Their team, aside from the Cowboys franchise and the fans, like the team, the roster itself, super likable in my opinion. Like, I really like the build of that defense, and like the offense has been cooking obviously crazily. Like, that's an NFL team, and the way that they've been cooking, I gotta kind of tip my hat at this point.
One good team all year.
Well, this is the first. This
respect.
Is the first good team that they have.
I don't have no respect for the Cowboys until they beat us. Maybe it'll be this year.
It could be, bro. It could be. This is the best that they've looked, in my opinion, in a long time.
I don't think it is.
I don't got them beating the Niners. I don't even know if they can beat the Lions. Still, I don't care.
The Lions are ass.
They're
not ass. Bro.
They're the Lions, bro. The Lions are the Lions. Yeah. I say this every week.
They're the 9-4 Lions. Cool.
This is their year for a first round exit. That's what I think.
They're gonna go to the playoff
next year. They could be looking at some serious contention, but for right now, you need to stay in your lane.
Bro, I think if the Giants get to the playoffs, because the Giants have more playoff experience than them, I think y'all could be.
I wouldn't doubt that, man.
I think y'all could beat them.
I think the Giants would look at a matchup against the Lions a little more favorably than anybody else in the NFC. Unless it was like the Seahawks or something, but I don't think that could happen.
No, either. Let me see the NFC South winner, whoever it is.
You're bugging.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking Saints, the Falcons,
the Bucks,
or the Bucks. Thank you very much.
I don't like the Bucks.
Yes,
the
yes,
Bucks.
The fuck. Yeah,
I don't
like
we Baker, look, bro. Baker's we a
are,
gamer. Bro.
We are we are fucking the Bucks.
You
up,
just
bro.
Have a bias against yeah. Baker, so that's why you.
Baker know, Mayfield is dog shit, bro.
The Bucks.
I don't have fucking, a bias. It's just real. He's fucking know. Dog shit. He's ass.
Nah,
he's ass. Bro, he's Mike Evans took that motherfucker to the next,
bro.
Mike Evans, he's eating because he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Nah, he's not even eating. He's not eating. Stop with this fucking yo. Baker Mayfield's having a great year because his team is 6-7. Fuck out of here. He's
bro,
ass.
He's
ass.
The dude that
bro.
Almost kicked out the league.
Nothing but elite talent
year.
Around him his whole fucking year and can never get an above
who's
500 record.
On that team?
Mike
Evans? Who else?
Chris Godwin?
Stop, man.
I think I saw you something that said stop, Godwin bro. Only played like a third of the snaps last week, though.
Come
Godwin,
on,
something
bro.
Happened
Baker
with him.
Baker Mayfield
coach.
Fucking sucks, bro. Please get the fuck
you
out of here.
Please
get the fuck
hate.
Out of
just
here.
Hate him, don't like
he
him.
Fucking sucks, bro.
Double R says Baker would be the best quarterback on the Giants.
Well, Double R, shut the fuck up.
Dude, I like Baker. I don't know.
Baker fucking
he
sucks.
Like 20, he has 20 touchdowns.
Big
so far.
Big, bro.
He's fucking shitty, bro.
He's 20-8 right now.
He's fucking dookie.
But Jalen is like 19 and like 24 in turnovers.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna turn Jalen Hurts into a vegetable with that QB draw, bro. That shit is nasty, Double R.
Just one time he's gonna get his neck pushed
yeah,
in and it's gonna
bro.
Fucking oh man.
Bro, they gotta stop.
He's gonna get
Shazier'd.
Oh God.
They gotta stop, man. That fumble was disgusting. I already knew that was gonna come.
Well, the Eagles won a lot of games the cheap way.
Yeah,
it and it's all coming back to them.
Yeah.
Like karma's coming all the way back to the Eagles, and we're gonna see where they're really at against the Seahawks.
Eventually,
if they lose to the Seahawks, it's
I just wouldn't
they
be
play
shocked.
Washington again?
Do they play Washington again?
Or they already played them twice.
No, they played them twice.
They played the Giants twice.
That
could have
been
4 weeks.
That could have been the team that could have got them out of there. The Washington. I'm serious.
Play
Washington
the Giants
played
twice.
No, I'm laughing because Imane says. Shazier gets the nasty award. Yeah. We may have to discuss
this is
that.
A sick Negro.
Because Ryan Shazier cheated on
I'm
his
rich.
Wife. And
I'm
no,
rich.
The nasty award comes in when he was sending her books. And he was sending
that's
this
fire.
Woman e-links.
Sounds like an intellectual to me.
Yeah.
Now,
sounds like you
as a woman. Now, you
come
know,
prepared.
As a woman, that his wife is hurt. If he's sending another woman booklets. Woo! She is hurt. I know her heart is hurt. You send another woman, but you can fuck another bitch. But if you send an e-link to a book,
did you see what the book was?
What was the
it was
book?
Like how to perform anal and stuff.
anal sex for beginners.
Yeah, he's
this is a sick Negro.
Anal sex.
This
for
is
beginners.
A sick Negro.
That's insane. Ryan Shazier.
This is a sick Negro.
You're nasty.
Dude got his legs back and started going crazy.
Yeah, isn't that a Family Guy episode? Like, does Joe do that? That's crazy.
Nah.
Shut.
He sent her a Kama Sutra, John.
Yeah, bro, he's a sick.
That name don't got no... All right, bro.
Ryan Shazier. That's
I respect it, bro. That's
I respect
crazy.
It too. I'm thinking he sent her like a nice book that he read that she can get some knowledge off of that she can build her mind off.
She's gonna build her mind. All right.
Yeah. Big
knowledge.
Brains.
Other news in the NFL: Billy B. He's out as head coach of the New England Patriots. Following the 2023 season, is there a market for Bill Belichick
yes.
as a head coach?
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
Head coach?
Yes. Honestly, if I'm the Patriots, they would be stupid not to put him in the front office. They would be absolutely
I'll find Tyler.
Stupid.
Yeah.
To not put Bill Belichick in the front office. But if they do not. Not gonna end the live. We'll just keep talking. We got the other camera rolling for the clips. That's all that really matters. Only two people watching anyway, so who really gives a fuck? But Bill fucking Belichick out as the Patriots head coach. And man, like I said,
there is a market for Bill Belichick, though.
I think so.
As far as
I think so. I think so.
Who? Yeah. Well, Cleveland, right? Isn't it Cleveland that they're saying?
He used to play. He used to coach for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Maybe the Redskins?
I don't see him going to a dog shit franchise if he goes to a franchise. He's going to go to somewhere that makes sense.
The Browns stink.
No, they don't.
They're cool defensively.
They don't stink.
Offensively, they stink.
They're in the playoffs right now. They're 8-5 right now. They don't stink.
It's tough. I think he doesn't want to go somewhere where you're rebuilding, right? Like where he has to start from scratch. He wants to go somewhere where it's a contending team. I don't know. It's really tough.
I think there will be a market, but is there a market for him though?
Yeah,
does he want to be a head coach anywhere else? It's the real question. If he really wants to be a head coach anywhere, there will be a market for him. You can trust and fucking believe it. There will be a team that will take Bill Belichick. And shit, if we had a dog shit head coach, I would say the Giants because that's where he's from. He's from New York. So I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's tough. I would take him as a coordinator any day of the week.
Yeah, he's not going to take that step back.
No, he wouldn't take a step back. So
if I'm him, really, I would just do like a front office. I wouldn't want to coach no more. If I can't coach a team that I've been coaching for how long? Like
20 years.
Yeah.
20-something years.
Nah, it's over. It's over.
I look, man, just like people thought Tom Brady, you know, was going to just ride off in the sunset with the Patriots and that was it.
Yeah.
We can't think the same for Bill. You got to think the same for Bill Belichick. You know?
He did. I'm thinking like he just got divorced. He's going to be bored at the crib.
There's no way he's just going to go out like that. In my opinion, he's got that dog in him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been dealing with these dog shit ass rosters that whoever the fucking Patriots GM has put together since Tom Brady's left. And he hasn't had a real squad since Brady left. But I want him on a real squad and let's see what he can
do. The real squads have good coaches, though. Maybe he goes to the Chargers.
you took the words right out my fucking head.
Chargers would be crazy.
That's the only. That's
Bill Belly on the Chargers would be lit.
Double R says, imagine if he goes to the Bucks and wins.
Yo, that was another team I was thinking of, but Todd Bowles is doing good.
He's still good.
He's doing good.
He's winning enough games not to get
with Baker Mayfield, so he's not doing bad. Yeah. So, I mean.
Let's talk about, though, you guys mentioned the Chargers as a team. Justin Herbert's out for the year. Brandon Staley, kiss that job goodbye, brother.
Yeah, he can kiss that ass goodbye.
Yeah, now he's going to get fired. You got the,
you're definitely getting fired.
You got the franchise quarterback.
You got Austin Eckler looking like fucking Trent Richardson out here. You got
he looks horrible.
This is fucking crazy,
since
bro.
Since he came back, he's look horrible.
This is bad, bro.
They play the Raiders this week. What a stink. That's Thursday night.
That's gonna be a stink.
Oh my god, that's Thursday night.
Thursday night game's been ass.
Yeah, because you know what? They signed the deal with Prime, and then everybody's been getting hurt for Thursday night football since. All the superstars. It's been always like the Bengals that, you know, no Burrow. Herbert, you know.
Yeah. And this is the first week. Usually the last 4 weeks of the season, they bring back Saturday football. Mm-hmm. I like Saturday football.
I like Saturday football.
I think Thursdays. They should start Saturday football a little bit earlier and just get rid of the fucking Thursday games.
Yeah.
Thursday
like
games.
Halfway through the season type shit.
Yeah, start. They usually do it once the college football season's over, so they don't compete in the same market.
Yeah.
But shit, man. Saturday NFL football is always fun, man. Yeah. I always love it.
This week is a good game, too. Saturday night is Broncos-Lions. That's going to be a battle, bro.
That's a game. Bro, the Broncos, look, nothing to sleep on, bro. Nothing to sleep on right now, bro.
Are they in a
hunt? Yes. Yes.
Deb's Broncos. Whenever he's not there,
But they're 5-1.
Yeah.
The games Devin wasn't at. And
yeah, and he's 2-5.
Two and five.
Like that.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting.
Nasty guy.
But all right. Other news in the NFL. The Ravens are signing Malik Cunningham off the Patriots practice squad. It's cool to see him get an opportunity.
Can they please just play him? Please.
He gets buckets.
Please just play him.
Well, I mean, yeah, if they're up on a team by 20 and, you know, they sit Lamar, I guess. But The Ravens signed.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said the Patriots. I'm burned.
He was on the Patriots.
I know he was on the
squad.
Patriots.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then
that's what's up.
They're slacking because they're playing Bailey Zappi over him. So, you know, you saw teammates from the Patriots backing up Malik Cunningham. They put on like Instagram, go somewhere where you're valued.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's cool to see. It's cool to see him actually.
He deserves a winning team. Yeah, he was the best quarterback in New England. He was better than Zappi and Mac Jones, and they had that boy on the practice squad.
You know
looking crazy. You know why? Because they're in fucking Boston. You know how that shit goes. But anyway.
You know who's back now?
Who's back?
Nick Mullins. He's about to start for the Vikings.
He's starting for the Vikings this week.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs, bro. I don't know what happened.
Josh Dobbs came and went. I know, Matt. I know you love Josh Dobbs, but he's not it, bro. I'm sorry, buddy.
He threw four interceptions. I was like, yeah.
He had motherfucking Justin Jefferson out there looking like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he got him hurt.
He got him hurt first fucking pass. Threw the ball just here. Get fucked up.
Yeah. It's yeah.
That was some inexperienced NFL quarterback shit.
Yeah, that
right
was
there,
nasty.
Man. You don't fucking do that to your wide receiver. Slant down the middle, up high.
I ain't gonna lie, Purdy did that to fucking George Kittle twice in a row.
Yo, the quarterback play. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about the wide receivers
bro.
Anymore.
Tom Brady's right.
Broke it down. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom Brady said the quarterbacks. Don't put their wide receivers in a good position anymore that the way, you know, maybe guys like himself, Peyton Manning, Big Ben, mm-hmm. Eli Manning, you know, the greats of the early 2000s. I had to throw Eli.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
Go ahead.
Guys these days, they're willing to just try and get the ball in there, but not really in the best spot for their receiver to catch it and be safe. I mean, what was it? Jalen Waddle, I think, yesterday or not Waddle. Did Waddle play?
Yeah.
It was Waddle, right? That got,
you got
you know,
hurt,
crushed,
though,
bro. Yeah. He got crushed by three defensive players because Tua threw it just literally in the pocket right there. A horrible position for him to be in. Like you said, with Justin Jefferson, he was in
they
a horrible
spot.
They just don't care anymore.
And a lot of these quarterbacks are so dependent on Yak now that they're not willing to throw the ball at the ground. So that the wide receiver can be safe and just get the 10-yard completion. They want to get greedy and get the 10 yards plus another 30 with Yak.
Yeah.
You know?
And Imane says Peyton used to get Austin Collie fucked up back in the day. But the thing is, like, those quarterbacks knew who they could get, like, put in that position. He knew, like, Tom Brady knew he could put Julian Edelman in that position and he could take a hard hit. He knew that he had a Wes Welker who would take that hard hit. He's not going to put Randy Moss in that type of situation. Those guys are, it's different.
And Peyton was definitely not putting on Marvin Harrison. Or Reggie Wayne into that type of fucking shit at all.
Definitely not.
I know y'all, what y'all gotta watch, bro. I don't know if y'all have Prime Video, but y'all gotta watch the Barry Sanders doc, dude. The Lions are a terrible organization, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They did to that nigga,
bro. Poverty.
Oh,
well, they were very
poverty
back then. They're finally starting to get it together, but like that was the worst NFL franchise over the past 30 years, 20 years.
All Barry Sanders literally asked for was for another wide receiver. Help the other wide receiver, and they said no.
Look what they did to Calvin Johnson.
After he said that, they started training the best lineman on their team. They just started training him anyway, and everywhere they got traded to, they won a ring. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah,
Doc is fucking
crazy, and that's why bad teams.
I understand.
Stay bad.
Yeah, I understand
bad
why
teams
he
stay
retired.
Bad.
Like
bad teams stay bad, and you saw what they did to Calvin Johnson. They did him dirty too. So.
Yeah,
crazy.
Just a bad organization all around. They're getting it together though.
Yeah, no, it's good to see.
What's the other news in NFL before we get into I think that's it. Let's get into previews then.
Yep.
We talked Broncos Lions. Let's talk Cowboys Bills.
Good game.
Gonna be a great game.
Ooh, Cowboys, you lose this one. I'm on your ass.
This is a chance for the Cowboys to really back up.
I hate to say it. I'm taking the Cowboys.
I'm taking Cowboys too. I think the Cowboys win.
Cowboys at plus money is really appealing right now with the way that they've been playing.
They're plus money?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Bills minus two right now because it's in Buffalo. They're expecting some cold conditions.
Might snow out there. Could get funky.
And for that reason, I'll take another Tony Pollard heavy volume game. Mm. Give me the Cowboys. I think I'm going to take the Cowboys plus two in this situation.
Should be a good one. It's going to come down to the end.
Over under 50 and a half. A lot of points.
Nah, I'll take the under. Because of the weather.
It depends how clear the weather is. If it's snowing or raining or something like that, I'll take the under. If it's clear and just crisp cool, I'll take the over.
We'll see.
But
Buffalo's got to win.
I'm going to take a Josh Allen pick in this, but I'm also going to take Josh Allen 2 touchdowns pass throw the same time. Same for Dak. I think Dak will make some mistakes too. I think Dak's going to come down to earth a little bit in this game because they're just way too hot right now and it makes no sense. So I don't know. It's going to come down to the end. All these Bills games, if you guys haven't noticed, has came down to the last drive. Every single game.
Yeah, they're a competitive team. Yeah.
The Bills haven't got trashed yet, except by the – who have they gotten trashed by? Who has the Bills gotten trashed by this year?
I mean
– every single game has been close.
It's been – yeah.
Every single game.
That's the thing about the Bills is that they always just shoot themselves in the foot. Always. And Sean McDermott needed this win desperately or else he was more than likely gone as head coach for some crazy comments. Obviously. Absolutely insane comments.
Wicked bag.
Yeah. But – yeah,
he tried too hard.
I totally like once I saw the position that not only Sean McDermott was in, but the Bills themselves against the Chiefs, I knew that they were going to win that game. And it just happened to come down to the last drive. Plus two, bro. Them being an underdog, they needed a win.
Bro,
so
y'all been doubting the Bills all fucking year. You had no doubt in your mind they were going to lose that game. Stop.
Nah, the Chiefs were on a high note.
They're not ass.
They're not great. No, they're not great. But I definitely had them in the position that they were in. They needed to win this past weekend. For the sake of Sean McDermott.
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll see this weekend. Did they beat Dallas? Are they a good team?
Yes. If they lose to Dallas, they're still a good team.
I have a bias against Josh Allen, so
I can't go. Yeah. I don't like Josh.
Who stinks?
Whatever. Whatever you say. I don't know if y'all saw fourth quarter Josh Allen last.
That fourth quarter
shit that I was talking about. He showed the fuck up last week in the fourth quarter. So
once it's okay. So it just discredits everything else.
Like I said, every fucking game comes down to the end. And he's won 6 and he's lost 7.
Stephon Diggs stinks. Or though.
Won 7, lost 6.
Stephon Diggs definitely is not.
I don't think he stinks. I think
Stephon Diggs? Stinks?
He hasn't been as transcendent as Stephon Diggs has been.
He doesn't want to be
like
there.
He's definitely, yeah.
I think the Bills were too dependent on Stephon Diggs over the past couple of years. And I feel like this year they're trying to spread the ball out more so they're not as one dimensional. Just giving the ball to Diggs.
But nobody has the chemistry like Diggs now.
Exactly, right. So it's hurting them a little bit, but it's helping them grow as a team in the long run, if that makes sense.
James Cook's having a good year.
Yeah, he had 60 yards this past week. Not too bad.
But I still think Cowboys win this game. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. All right, other game. We talked about Broncos-Lions. That's going to be a good one. Ravens playing the Jags. Ravens are -3.5 going into Jacksonville.
They're
going
to blow them out.
Think so?
Yeah.
Or is this a trap game?
Might be. That's what I'm thinking. The line is too good right now, especially with a kind of banged up Trevor Lawrence. It's like
the one thing that I've seen with the Ravens, the games that they lose are games that they should be blowing motherfuckers out. They always have a fluke game.
Yep.
Once every like 5 games, they have a fluke game.
I think they're hot.
And I feel like they are due for that game.
And the Jags have been getting beat up a little bit.
They have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they need to come.
It's in Jacksonville?
Yeah. I think I like the Jags in this, unfortunately.
Jags cover, at least, bare minimum.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll win, but it'll be a good one for sure.
Yeah, I think this could come down to the last drive as well. That's what
a lot of the Ravens games have came down to the very end, too.
Yeah, that defense just holds strong for them every time, it seems like. Like, that's been the difference for them, is that defense is really incredible this year.
They stepped up this year compared to last year because their defense last year, dog
stanky.
Shit. Ooh, it was dog shit. No.
No, the Ravens.
Everybody was hurt last year, though.
Just how everybody's hurt on every team now.
Their shit was cool, bro. Shit was crazy.
I feel like that's always the case with the Ravens, but they're finally, healthy. This is the first year that they're really healthy, so that's good to see. All right. Eagles, Seahawks. Eagles are -4 going to Seahawks. Seattle.
34-17.
Seahawks, you said?
34-17 Seahawks.
Yeah.
With Drew Lock at the helm?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I don't know why y'all looking at me like that. Like, yeah. I don't think the Eagles are good.
I don't think they're good either, but
listen. I think they're they're just exposed, bro. And they're not Kenneth a tough
Walker
team. Still,
if Kenneth Walker plays, he's questionable.
Chardonnay been going crazy.
He's
bro.
Also questionable though with the knee injury.
Sharps is they're both questionable.
I like Seahawks +4, and I don't know if because the thing is, if the Eagles win, they always blow a team out.
No, they don't.
Teams that they're like supposed to, when they're covering the spread, they blow the team out. Like the Eagles never don't cover in like a -4 situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen this game. We're going to see a lot about what the Eagles are really are. Are they really a downtrending team, or are they a contender in the NFC?
Well, this is the game. This is a warm-up game they need to beat to win. Because if they keep if they lose another one, bro, they're going to be cooked going into the playoffs.
They lose another one, then you're going into Christmas in a 10-4 situation against Tommy Cuts, baby. I don't know. Double R, you got to win this weekend.
You don't want to go losing 3 games going into the Giants. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
Is it in MetLife?
I think so.
Oh my God, the MetLife turf. Oh no, it's not. It's in Philly.
Oh,
the MetLife turf just ate up Nico Collins this past week too. Sure so did. Another victim.
R.I.P.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Knee injury or
and
calf
Stroud.
Injury.
Stroud too.
Stroud concussion. Yeah. We'll blame it on the turf too. Get grass.
Your head banged up against the fucking hard ass turf.
That sure it is. Horrible, bro.
It is. It's really bad. It's an issue. They gotta fix it.
Thanks,
dude. All right. Any other previews you guys want to discuss?
No.
Not many good games.
No. Everything else, you know, I'll talk. Giants Saints real quick. It'll be an interesting
Derek
game.
Derek Carr is fucking
they fucking
hard,
the Saints fucking suck. I really think the Giants win the game. I really do.
I do too.
I think the Giants win. I think we win.
Can't believe how bad Derek Carr is. And he has the nerve to come running to the sidelines talking about I'm him. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and you have 100 passing yards. Like, bro, what? What is going on?
And he was saying something. What was he? He said something crazy last week. What did he say last week that was crazy?
I know AK don't fuck with him.
No, nobody on that.
He said something crazy, though, last week about another player.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
David Carr said some fuck. Derek Carr said some fuck shit.
Yeah,
bro.
No, it was.
Nothing he says is valid to me. So
Derek Carr stinks, bro. And like the only guy that's backing him publicly on that team still is Cam Jordan. That's it. Like he's forced to go on like Good Morning Football and these other shows. Just say like, oh, he's a dog because he's playing through this rib injury or something like that. Like if he's really hurt to this extent, why not play Jameis Winston? The only reason I'm hearing that they're not playing Jameis Winston is because they don't want him to come out and outperform Derek Carr, the guy who they just paid to be their quarterback of the future.
I'm pretty sure Derek Carr said that Mariota needs to start over Jalen Hurts last week after the 49.
David Carr.
That was David Carr.
That's his brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay, his brother.
Yeah.
Well,
facts.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree, my nigga.
When the Eagles lost, he doubled down. And he went on, he said, Eagles fans, are you still sure about that? It's crazy. That is crazy. Let Jameis and Taysom split reps. Ew. But I mean, there's no
Taysom Hill just fleeced, bro.
He did. He got his back fleeced. He came up crazy.
He fleeced.
He's eating almost as good as Zion down there. Like they're
man, oh man.
Sheesh.
Interesting bag. All right, let's move on to NBA.
The Lakers.
Congrats, LeBron.
The Lakers win the in-season tournament.
How does this impact LeBron's legacy?
It does not.
They're hanging a banner. This is crazy. They're hanging a banner in crypto. Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's super duper disgusting. I can't believe it.
You know, they're going to try their hardest to push that narrative. When he retires, there's going to be like the Gen Z kids, like kids younger than us, when they become our age, they're going to tell their kids, oh, LeBron won the first NBA Cup. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's really that's I'm telling you, it's going to be used for LeBron's legacy
when he retired.
I promise you.
Throwing champagne on each other. I'm like,
it was a nasty bag.
I was like, bro, y'all still have a game on Monday. Like, stop acting like the season's over.
Bro, I don't know if you saw a screenshot of like six different rookies on the Lakers all live on Instagram after they win the in-season tournament. Like, this is literally just for the gram at this point. Like, Jackson Hayes is out here.
Hayes won the NBA
Jackson
Cup?
Jackson Hayes, bro. This is crazy. Yeah, Cam Reddish, bro. Cam Reddish is out here winning, you know, an in-season tournament championship. Like, bro, I cannot believe.
Jackson Hayes won the NBA.
He told that he went on live and told the NBA to. He told Adam Silver to suck his dick,
because
and
he
has.
Didn't make the rookie all,
yeah,
also.
He didn't make the rising stars game. he told the commissioner to suck his dick, and he wins the in season tournament. 4 or 5 years later is just full circle.
His role on the Lakers is literally he's just like the Anthony Davis meat rider. He's like the backup, the third string big man. So Anthony Davis got a block the other night, and then Jackson Hayes like gets up off the bench and, you know, goes up and is like, let's go, you know, you're him. You're him, big bro.
Dude, T.O. Pinson.
Yeah, I think it's fire that Cam Reddish is starting, though. No.
He's not starting, I don't think.
Yeah, he does start. Also, Reed comes off the bench.
I mean, I still can't get down with Cam Reddish being a good player in the NBA. I still think he's just a defensive liability and doesn't want to buy in like that.
I don't think Cam Reddish is anything spectacular. He's not anything spectacular. I really don't.
But he's doing what he got to do in the Lakers.
He's good for the Lakers. He's good for certain teams. He's not good for certain teams.
This Lakers roster, man. I mean, it was Christian Wood. It was Max Christie, Jackson Hayes. All live on Instagram the other night. That's gross, bro. I think Jared Vanderbilt is better than Cam Reddish, but that's...
I think so, too.
But
Vanderbilt is he's like a different player.
He's a dark skin.
He's like way
PJ Tucker, bro.
Way different player. He's a rebounder, a defensive player.
Anchor, yeah.
He's not a Cam Reddish that's like a scoring wing, mm-hmm. you know? So two different players.
But ultimately,
PJ
Tucker
has not averaged... I don't think he scored.
He's Tony Snell, bro. I mean, what do you... Hey, he gets exercise out there. He was doing the same shit for the Sixers. He's been doing the same shit for multiple different teams for a while now.
James Harden just carries him everywhere with him.
True, doesn't he, huh? Yeah.
Every team...
Because he went to the Rockets, to the Sixers,
isn't he
to the motherfucking Clippers.
He's a Clipper now?
Yeah.
Right? And he wants out.
Oh, but he went to Miami. He went to Miami and won the ring.
He was in Milwaukee too.
He's
been everywhere. He's
Milwaukee. He won the ring. My bad, not my
journeyman for sure.
Yeah, the ultimate journeyman. He's like a Jay Crowder type.
He's getting paid to exercise. So I mean, shout out to PJ Tucker
just to be in
that bag. Yeah,
but he got he get big bags. He don't get the bad bags. He gets the big bags.
He's a sneakerhead. That's what he makes.
He's what Pat Bev think he is.
Yeah, Pat Bev is just.
Pat Bev is better than PJ Tucker.
Did you guys see Pat
points of the career?
You guys see
Pat Bev is getting points.
Patrick Beverly go on the ESPN broadcast of the in-season tournament and say to Kevin Hart, "Hey Kevin, what do you think about Josh Giddey?" And Kevin instantly looked at the ESPN production team and he's like, "Can we talk about that? Can we? No, okay, no." That was it.
Yeah, he said, "I have brands to worry about."
Yeah, that was it.
Along to his friends.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very. When Giddey gets brought up and the producers at ESPN tell you not to talk about it, and then the players proceed to say, "I have brands to worry about." Really, really fucking concerning to me, guys. This should be a real fucking eye opener to everyone. But that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad shit.
Want to wrap it up with Ohtani?
Yeah, I think.
Yes,
let's
wrap it up with MLB. Yeah. Ohtani gets the ultimate bag, $700 million.
The first 680 of it.
This is crazy.
The back end bag. That's the back end of bag.
The Dodgers literally went on a firm to get motherfucking Ohtani.
They got him on the Klarna every 2 weeks.
What?
Bro, this is insane.
As a nigga, I know tax evasion when I see it, okay? Yeah. This motherfucker said, "Fuck these California taxes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play with these motherfuckers for probably 8 years, get 2 million. Yes, okay, 10 years, but he's probably only going to play for 8 more years.
Bro, it's
He's going to get $2 million a year for the next 10 years at the 9.5 year mark. That nigga is moving to Florida. Okay.
Yeah,
he's going to move to Florida and he's going to get all that deferred money tax fucking free. I'm telling you right fucking now why he did that.
Or he might just leave.
The thing about the taxes,
or just leave the country altogether and not get taxed at all.
Where's he from? He's from Japan, right?
Yeah. He's
from Japan. We don't know what the taxes in Japan is like.
Man.
But at the same time, he'll have a home. No. He'll have a home residence in Florida. Put the checks in that name. You feel me?
You also get taxed on the city that you're playing in, though. Like, so if I'm playing in New York, I have to pay New York tax on that game.
What if you retire?
On my salary for that game.
But if he retires and the money's deferred.
Yeah, then he might just.
That might be a loophole.
Yeah. This is just disgusting. I don't know.
He outsmarted everybody.
Well,
the Dodgers did as well. The Dodgers definitely got off because $68 million 10 years from now is going to be a regular max contract.
That's exactly what they're in their head.
$68 million 10 years from now is going to be a deal for them for 10 years ago, Ohtani.
Yeah.
Right. $68 million a year right now.
For a guy that can't
is
even
taxing.
He can't even pitch right now. All he can do is hit. He can't play the field because he has his UCL there.
Yeah.
All he can do is hit. That's crazy.
DH for at least the next year.
Yeah.
At least the next year, he's not going to pitch. So, I mean, is $700 million worth that? Just a hitter?
Hey, man.
You're the Dodgers. That's it.
He better pitch next year. If he goes through this contract without pitching
until 2025 at the minimum. Like, that's the soonest to be able to pitch.
Not this year, next year.
Next year, yeah.
Right. He has to pitch in order for this contract to be good.
You said 2025?
Yeah, the 2025.
So he'll have a whole nother year.
No,
this coming
gonna
summer,
be this
he
year.
Pitch.
He's not going to pitch this year, and then next year he'll pitch.
He'll pitch in 2 to 3 years. Double R says. Well, I don't know. Tommy John, it depends. And a guy like Ohtani probably will heal in like 8 months.
If it's two to three years, that contract's not worth it. If they got to wait three years for him to pitch, it's not worth it. That's a finesse.
I agree. But also, what does this mean though for Juan Soto's deal? Because the Yankees just traded for Juan Soto, one of the most electric guys in MLB.
What's his deal?
He declined a deal from the Nationals, which I believe was 10 years, $400 million.
Oh, and he's going to get the bag from me.
He's going to get a crazy, crazy bag, but I'm curious to see if they defer money, like what way they try and wiggle this in now, because it's going to be something wicked as well, seeing how much he gets
paid.
Fucking
nuts, so.
I thought y'all already signed him.
What? No, we traded for him. He's signed.
Oh, you got to re-sign him in. He signed through
this year.
Yeah, and then you got him as a rental. Quote unquote.
Yeah,
y'all can re-sign him.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens with that. He's gonna have to have. Well, he's in a little league ballpark, so his numbers are gonna be inflated.
He's gonna go crazy
because he's in fucking
and he's got all the Dominican fans in New York, like in the Bronx, bro. It's gonna be ignorant as hell as the Antonio.
But those
Pereira
are my favorite.
Facebook
those are my stuff. Favorite kind of Yankees fans. I like those kind of. I like the Bronx Latino Yankees fans. They're fun. They're fun. They're cool.
Bro.
It's the fucking. The jersey.
The suits.
Yeah, the suits. That's
the
a great way.
Exact suits.
The suits that like the fucking Yankees.
Yeah. Juan Soto's quickly becoming unliked around the league. Of course he is, because the Yankees are going to buy him. That's it. And whenever the Yankees go out and spend big, people hate. It happens. People are hating on the Dodgers right now. Why? Because they're going out and spending.
And let me say this, Matt. If James Cohen did what the Dodgers just did yesterday, there would be a major MLB investigation going on right now. I'm just saying. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? The thing is, Steve Cohen hasn't spent yet. I need to see Steve. Like, he has all this money.
He did. He spent two years ago. He spent 2 years ago.
Yeah, I guess. He spent on the wrong guy.
We had a good run in that year. We made it to wild card. But we were the most hit team by pitches. You know what I'm saying? They don't like when people spend. Is what I'm saying. And there's certain teams that could do it, specifically too.
They can do it without a problem. They want the Dodgers and Yankees.
The Dodgers and the Yankees are the only two teams that can spend without a problem, like a real true problem. Cohen and the Mets can't do it without it being a huge problem. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think spending on Scherzer and Verlander hurt, definitely. That just kind of set you back because you're like they were on the older side. So it was
set us back because it didn't work.
Yeah. that'll do it.
It just didn't work. They were too old. But like, it didn't really set us back because we traded both of them. We're not financially responsible for either one of them after this anymore. So I feel like now we learned a lesson from that. And we're going to build our farm system up to the point where we have such a good overall team. Now we can spend next year.
Oh, Double R says they don't like when people flaunt their money. You can spend, just don't brag on it. Double R, do you think Steve Cohen is too vocal about his potential ability to spend money? Is that it?
I think he was in the beginning. I don't think he is anymore.
They might have told him
once he figured out that it's going to be a real problem for him to spend money.
Yeah,
he can't talk no more shit. I think Raheem is.
He was a little
correct.
Active on Twitter.
He was very active when the Mets were good, and it's biting him in the ass. And all
I would like to see. I was thinking of who they could trade. I was thinking the Mets should trade for O'Neal Cruz. I think that would be a cool kind of fit in New York.
Pirates aren't giving him up.
No, he's the only good player on their team.
Yeah, there's no way.
But that would
he's going to have to just come to a straight free agency.
I think he fits. Like him and Lindor would be sick up the middle.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Put him at second base.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Mets, if we're going to spend anything, it's going to be for Yamamoto. But the Yankees, obviously.
I think the Dodgers are a lock for him after yesterday.
Jesus.
I think he's literally a dog. I thought he was a Yankee, and I thought it was like 80% Yankees, 20% everybody else. But I really think he's a dog.
Did y'all take a trip out there yet?
He had a visit with the Yankees yesterday.
He went to the Yankees yesterday?
I'm not sure. Something of the sorts. But
because Cohen and
the Giants met with him Sunday. So I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Giants could be a dark horse for him.
They could. The Giants are on that like teeter type team.
Who knows? The MLB is always
MLB's nuts. I love it though.
That's why I like the MLB, because every year is going to be a different team that's going to win a championship. No team wins a championship 2 years in a row, I feel like.
Yeah. No.
So that's what I do like about the MLB. It's always something different. It's always new. It's always fresh, you know, especially the playoffs. There's always a team that you have no fucking clue that was going to do it.
Yeah.
So
the Rangers.
Rangers,
right,
bro.
Just like the Rangers. Yep. We never knew the Rangers were going to fucking win that championship. Year before that, we kind of knew the Astros were going to win, but we never knew the Phillies were going to make it that far, yeah. Right? There's going to be a team every single year that just comes out of nowhere and just goes crazy. Year before that, the Braves were in the wild card, won the championship.
Yeah, right? Tampa Bay Rays.
Rays before that, what? They were in the fucking wild card? Yeah, it's always a wild card team.
The only year that it was like the Dodgers was the COVID year, so that's Mickey. That's a Mickey Mouse ring. It doesn't matter.
Mickey Mouse ring.
It doesn't matter. Definitely no Mickey fans in the MLB arenas. That was dead.
Definitely Mickey Mouse ring. That was dead ski. For sure. I think that wraps it up, though.
You sure?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry the fucking cameras went out on the stream, guys. We'll try and work on it for next week. We'll but we still got the clips because we have another camera rolling. So you already know what time it is. Most Sports TV. See you next Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Peace.
Peace.